This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into your life, another hour of the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We all have something to say. Sometimes, even when there's nothing to be said, it's okay, because it's food for thought. Let's get into Jennifer's mind and find out what she's thinking about the important story of the hour.
Well, I always have to talk about Russian collusion, Dougie. And those Russians, those wacky Russians, they're at it again, this time not trying to take on our political system, but our entertainment industry. According to an academic paper that was reported on in the Hollywood Reporter this week, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, had all of that negative buzz. Remember we talked about it and all of us, we saw it and we thought it was a great movie, but somehow it just didn't ever go anyway, right? It didn't go anywhere because of the buzz.
Apparently, well, that did not make money, right?
It did fine, but it had weird buzz, right? And they said that it was damaging to the Disney brand. Well, apparently, this study found that it was amplified, the negative buzz was amplified by Russian trolls who were going online trying to make people think that it wasn't so good. The question is, did Star Wars The Last Jedi destroy the franchise? Did it permanently rupture the fandom? That's the question asked by the Hollywood Reporter. I don't believe so, but a new academic paper that's been released by Morton Bay said that the Russians were trying to do just that. The paper's titled Weaponizing the Haters, The Last Jedi, and it talks about how the Russians and these trolls are trying to manipulate and politicize, how about that,
to what
pop
goal?
Culture in the United
what
States.
End?
You know, that actually really doesn't surprise me, because the language I've seen regarding that movie online sounds very much like Russian trolls. There's a whole petition from like an amateur film company that they wanted to raise enough money to try and film this movie again the way that real fans thought that it should have gone, which to me is ridiculous, the idea that amateur filmmakers could redo this movie better than Disney did. But they were very serious about it, and they were trying to raise money. I think that they had raised like at least thousands of dollars. So I wonder if that was like Americans who had fallen under the spell of Russian trolls, or if it was just Russian trolls doing that as well.
Or were they hacking into Rotten Tomatoes and lowering the score?
No, according to the paper, according to what this writer is asserting, he said that the negative online reaction could be split into three different camps. Those who have a political agenda, trolls, and then the group that he calls the real fantagonists, which are the real fans who just want to give them their idea. And those are, he defines as genuine Star Wars fans that were really genuinely disappointed in the movie. But overall, 50.9% of those tweeting negatively about the Star Wars movie, they were likely politically motivated or not even human. He said that 21.9% of the tweets analyzed about the movie had been negative in the first place. So kind of interesting to know that now even our movie consumption, how we're viewing things, are being impacted by what other outside groups from this country are trying to set up online.
It's nuts.
Interesting, though,
nuts.
Right?
Nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
And China,
so,
I wonder if China, I know President Trump last week said something about China. I know, hang on one second, Doug. Saying that, you know, that China is now like the new hacking threat. They put so much money into so many movies now. I would not be surprised if China starts attacking movies that are made here versus movies that they back, because they have so much invested in that movie market over there. It's kind of crazy. Like that movie, The Meg, you know, the big shark movie.
Yeah.
They put a bunch of Chinese actors in it, and it kind of doesn't make sense with the story, but it's because China paid for the movie to be made.
Where are we going with all this stuff? What happens
like the
at
new,
the
it's,
end of the day
it's
to our
new
culture?
Reality?
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, I take a deep breath because it does. Some of these things take my breath away. Thinking about how people come up, who comes up with these ideas? Who thinks about stuff. Who wants to dethrone Disney? To what purpose? To what end? To what goal?
You lower the stock? I mean, if you think about the implications.
What? How does that help them? What does that do to them? How does it? It's like somebody denigrating someone else, but it doesn't affect. It just makes them feel better about it.
It can destabilize markets. They're disruptors. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of disrupting, the president has suggested, we've been talking this week about the first sort of quote-unquote anniversary of the shootout in Las Vegas. The president was asked at a news conference about the progress of regulations to eliminate bump stocks. I've never quite understood. I don't know what these really look like. I know they've been described, but apparently the NRA was told that the bump stocks are going to go. That's it. We're knocking out bump stocks. That's what the president said. He says the process will be wrapped up in 2 to 3 weeks. So why does it take this long? Is it the influence of the NRA? Why wasn't it just done immediately upon the reality of how they played into, bump stocks played into what happened in Las Vegas?
I would imagine that some of it would be held up because people who have a disability rely on them. That's what they're actually for. Obviously we could argue all day as to whether the bump stocks were designed as a tool to help people who are disabled fire a weapon.
That's obviously by our reaction, all of us are like, what?
That's the truth. That's what that was, that tool. No one has even heard of a bump stock. Why? Because it was a specialized tool that was made for people with a disability to help them
fire. For handguns or for rifles?
It holds down the trigger. That's what the bump stock does.
Right.
The bump stock is applied to a gun to make it almost have like an automatic function. That's because
machine
it holds
gun.
The trigger down.
It's like a machine
correct.
Gun.
It's not a machine gun. Believe me, it's not that. It's not that. But it has an automatic capacity that can do that to other weapons. So after Vegas, that's why we all knew about it, because no one knew about it, because it's a very specialized thing that's sold for very specific reasons. And this guy just happened to figure out a way to do bad stuff with it. And so the banning of it, I think, is fine, but I would imagine, I don't know why it was held up, but I would think it would probably have something to do with that.
Well, it's just amazing what people, I go back to what I said, maybe it just applies to everything across the board. Who sits around and thinks of ways to disrupt the movies? And who is it that sits around and thinks of stuff like these bump stocks to make the gun fire faster? Who thinks of
Well, it's not about firing faster for most people. It's about actually being able to
pull the
trigger.
But the result is that it does allow you to fire faster.
I understand that. But it's an evil genius who figured out, I could use that for my own personal gain and use it against people. It's like a car. How many people think that they could get in their car and drive into a crowd and just start offing people because that's the weapon they have at hand? It's anybody. You can kill somebody with a rock. People pick up rocks and decide, I'm going to smash this into somebody's head. What causes that to go off in somebody's head is the question.
The Cro-Magnon man lasted 300,000 years. How long does Homo sapiens last? How long are we going to last? We've been around, 30, 40,000 years? Is that what? Do we last 300,000? I don't see how we do. How we last 300,000, given this? The Earth, we've been talking this week about the Earth and how it protects itself, how it will survive, how it lasts, and we have figured out how to somehow or other exist on this planet that for some is very unfriendly. You talk about the water, you talk about the things that are going on naturally and how we are figuring out ways of trying to live on the planet. It may be the planet doesn't want us here. Maybe that's it. And do we last? We think of ourselves as forever. I think of myself, my soul, as forever, sort of. I'm curious sometimes as to when it started and where it goes. But I think in terms of the kinds of stuff that we're talking about here, the craziness that seems to, with communication being the way it is, these things are coming faster, there's more anger connected to them, and at what point is it over? I don't mean that to sound like a Dougie Downer, But I think that's the kind of stuff we should be thinking about. What are we doing to ourselves? You want to hang around for a while or not? What are our grandchildren? Just in terms of the debt that we have. And I've been listening to people say this. My father said upon his deathbed the country was going to hell in a handbasket and things were never the same. He was happy he was going in a way because he didn't understand he didn't understand the world. Couldn't understand it. It wasn't the world he grew up in. What he matured in was not the world that he liked or was comfortable in. And how many can say the same thing about our existence? Is it just an existence now rather than living life to the fullest? Some of us do live life to the fullest. Some of us just exist and think, wow, how does this go on? How do these things happen every day? It's part of the human, it's part of Homo sapien land and Homo sapien existence. And does it, there's a way of putting this stuff into words. And as I tell these stories, and we listen to Jennifer and Victoria tell these stories, do you wonder ever, where does it stop? How far do we keep pushing it or bumping it, if you'll pardon the pun using the bump stock analogy? How long does it go on? How much change can we absorb? Are we able to absorb these sorts of changes? And I'm thinking in some cases, no, we're not. Anyway, food, that's where my mind went. And I tell you everything, folks, it's almost everything. 18 after the hour.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
John Legend, one of my faves, has announced his first ever Christmas album and a tour to go along with it. That'd be kind of cool. I'd like to see him. Record is out the 26th of this month. 14-track project features Stevie Wonder on harmonica in the opening song. Following the release of the album, he's going to hit the road for a 25-day tour, kicking off 15th of November in Clearwater, Florida, hit several major cities before wrapping up on the 30th in San Diego, the 30th of December. So if you want tickets for the tour, they're on sale to the general public this Friday. A recently anointed winner of EGOT. What's EGOT?
He now has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Anyway, this is kind of cool. This is the track list of the album, White Christmas, and What Christmas Means to Me. That's where Stevie is on the harmonica. His version of Silver Bells, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, No Place Like Home, Bring Me Love. That's good. That is a good Christmas song. Merry Christmas, Baby. Christmas Time Is Here, Waiting for Christmas, Purple Snowflakes, Christmas Song, Please Come Home for Christmas, Wrap Me Up in Your Love, By Christmas Eve, Merry Merry Christmas, all the songs on the album, and he'll be singing them on tour. So, are we skipping Halloween and Thanksgiving this year, pretty much going right to...
Straight to Christmas. Yep,
right to
feels
Christmas.
Feels like it. Yep. Yeah,
it does. And we're only at the beginning of October.
Christmas movies on Hallmark are starting right now.
Really?
And it's not even Halloween, yeah.
So his tour, as I said, started in Clearwater, 15th of November, then Miami Beach, Atlanta. This is for planning purposes, those of you who are close to some of these places. Atlantic City, let's see here, Boston, Toronto, Oxon Hill, Maryland, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, Verona, New York. Where's Verona, New York?
Up north. Upstate.
Wow. Oh, near Buffalo. I think it is near Buffalo now I think about it. Columbus, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, Denver, Salt Lake, Seattle, Portland, Oakland, L.A., and let's see, Costa Mesa, California. And
Costa Mesa,
and San Diego. Yeah. Did I say Costa or Costa?
Yeah, why'd you start whispering? You're like, and Costa Mesa.
Where is Costa Mesa?
Is that the secret? You're going to actually be there. It's in Orange County. Beach community in Orange County.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, next item of interest from the world of music on the DJB program at 26 after the hour. Another few minutes devoted to some of our favorite tunes and favorite artists. Madonna confirming she has a new album coming out next year. The information, the next album in the works. She has, as most people know who are chronologically interested, she turned 60 month or so ago, promoting the new Beauty Roller addition to her skin lineup, but slyly alluded to the fact that she's working on more than just skincare, that clever girl. She said, quote, I'm finishing my record, which I'm going to release next year. Yep. In between rose mist spray and serums, I'm actually making music. Can't quit my day job. This unnamed album would be her 14th LP and her first release since 2015. So who's excited about another Madonna album?
I think it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll listen to it and then decide if I'm excited or not.
I gotta say, I'm over dance Madonna. I still like old school Madonna, but this attempt to try to stay really relevant and clubby is weird.
Yep. Agreed.
Weird in what way, Jennifer?
It just doesn't feel natural, and it's just strange.
She's trying
too
hard.
Like Cher right now is, as we predicted, is on the top of all the club dance charts with all the Mamma Mia, you know,
right,
ABBA stuff.
Which is
but
fine.
She did it the right way.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is, the Madonna story at 28 past the hour on the DJV.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a campaign-style rally in Tennessee last evening, President Trump says,
Democrats are the party of crime. How does that sound?
The president saying he's referring there to the Democrats' stance on border issues. He was also complaining about their response to his Supreme Court nominee.
Democrats are willing to do anything and to hurt anyone to get their way, like they're doing with Judge Kavanaugh.
Earlier in the day, the president said it's not time yet to discuss a plan B when it comes to his nominee Brett Kavanaugh, saying he wants to wait for the follow-up FBI investigation into Kavanaugh's background to be completed. Indonesian officials say Friday's earthquake and tsunami have killed at least 1,230 people. The numbers expected to still rise. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Of hello to people like Patrick and Larry. Glad to have the presence of lots of interesting, exciting people who are interested in exciting, and they're also interested and excited about what we're doing here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria has this half hour's lead, so lead away, lady.
Well, we're on our way to Missouri for this story. Police do not know the whereabouts of nearly, get this, 1,300 registered sex offenders in the state of Missouri. They are missing, and including hundreds of them who actually fall into the most dangerous categories. So this is according to a new state audit that's been released. Missouri law requires convicted sex offenders to register their names, addresses, and other info with their county law enforcement, and most sheriff's departments run this register. But apparently somehow the public database has not been up to date and people have been moving around. They did not notify law enforcement where and when they moved. And so now they have 1,300 unaccounted for registered sex offenders who may or may not even be in Missouri anymore. So if they're no longer up to date in Missouri and they move to another state, there's no way to track them. And so the city of St. Louis is working on this now. They said they're dealing with 14 counties that have had these registers, or just the list is not accurate, and they don't really know what happened. Got a lot of people kind of going, I don't know what happened, but it's pretty awful.
Well, but here it is again. Once again, the public sector falls apart, falls down on the job, doesn't do its job, and we just sit here scratching our head thinking, well, why is that? Well, what we have people who are responsible for this. So why are they still in their jobs? Why are they fired? Why are there new people there trying to figure out how to do this better?
Well, I don't know, but the state auditor is a woman named Nicole Galloway, and she was quoted as saying that the findings are disturbing and alarming, and she said, as it stands, the sex offender registry really provides a false sense of security. So that's great.
Yeah. That's a good way to cap it. All right, here's something in the food for thought department, as we have youngsters in school now, about a month? School's been back in session about a month, right? And the teachers' unions are trying to figure out how students respond. To whom and to what do they respond? And one of the things that has come out, and it's really a very interesting reality as I look at this thing, the research of the National Teachers Union, I believe, has found that students, there are more white women teaching school still than anything else. Students see teachers who are different than they are, different gender, different color skin. And so the question was, does that matter? And according to a significant amount of information in this research, students tend to benefit from having teachers who look like them, especially if they are not white. The homogeneity, if that's the, how do you pronounce that word?
Homogeneity?
Homogeneity, probably. Yeah, homogeneity. Probably
like
one
homogeneity
of.
Homogeneous.
Homogeneity, yeah. So this is one of the mix-up of, if that's the homo is same, hetero is mix. So this is homogeneity. That's what you said, that's how to pronounce homogeneity? That's the first time I think I've ever seen that word. Anyway, so the sameness of teachers, that's how we translate that. Probably one of the contributors to the stubborn gender and race gaps in student achievement in American public schools. Overall, girls outperform boys, with an exception in math in certain places of the country, and white students outperform those who are black or Hispanic because, in this circumstance, there are more white people teaching, white women teaching, than anything else. So my question to you ladies, is this an excuse? Is this reality? And how do we fix it? Victoria, what do you think? Think back on your days in school. Who did you respond? This is the question really here is, in your experience, to whom did you respond better, whether elementary, middle school, high school? Who did you respond better? I'll think back about all the teachers that you had. I don't think I ever
had
more
female teachers than male teachers.
Yeah, me too.
When I was in a co-ed school, I think my favorite teachers were a few of the female teachers. Then I went to an all-girls high school, and my favorite teachers were all the male teachers. So I don't know if that is just coincidental, or in a same-sex environment, if you react differently to a different gendered teacher. I'm not sure, but it may have just been the schools that I went to, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just about personality types. I had women teachers. I had male teachers. I had more women teachers probably than I did male teachers, but I had some great men teachers that I still love so much, and I still keep in touch with on Facebook. It's all about, for me, someone who just talks to kids like a person. I think when teachers try to teach above the heads of their students, that's when I think they lost a lot of people. I loved it when a teacher could make something relevant with something that was either going on in our lives, in our school, maybe something we had heard about in the news. When teachers made things relevant and told us why they were important, those are always the ones that I kind of took with me.
Skin,
absolutely not.
Religion, or any of that stuff. Kara, what about you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back, and I feel like kind of agreeing with Jen that my favorite teachers and classes now, they're first of all based on the subject, so I was probably never going to like a teacher if it was a subject that I really disliked or wasn't great at. I think teachers can always do a better job at getting kids invested in those subjects that they're not interested in, but they're never going to be my favorite teachers. And the teachers I did really love really went above and beyond to try and relate to the students and make things exciting and make them understand it and make them want to be involved in it in a way that was just beyond like, oh, well, this is history of the, I don't know, European kings and stuff like that. Like, they have to make it personal to you. And right. I'm sure that there's way more to this when it comes to what students do well and what students do bad, what district it's in, how much money those kids have at home, whether their parents are at home reading with them. So I think it's a much more complex issue. I think the teacher thing is interesting, but I think it's important that we just encourage more and more people to go into teaching, because I think we're kind of at a place where there's not a lot of money to be offered. It's a lot of hours. You're working with people and kids who are not necessarily in great places and don't necessarily respect you. So I think a lot of people aren't going into teaching, and I think we need to figure out a way to get more and more people into teaching. I think that's the solution.
Observation, yeah. All right, but back to you and your days in school. To whom did you respond?
Well, that's what I'm saying is it's not real. I don't have a specific group of people.
Okay.
I'm not like, oh, only white women. I mean, one of my favorite teachers
was... looking for a name or a class or a year in school.
Well, one of my favorite teachers was my sign language teacher. She was a white woman, but it was a very immersive experience, so we were not allowed to talk at all in that class. We were only doing sign language, and I feel like I learned some of the most important... Like, I learned so much in that class, and I felt like
Why did you take the class?
Well, I thought it was interesting. One of my older sisters had taken the class a few times, and she minored in deaf studies when she was in college, and so... You know, me being the youngest sister, I'm always kind of interested in what my older sisters did, and I took it, and it was so fun. I'm much more of a visual learner, and I learn by doing things, and so I had taken French for years. I was never super great at it because we just kind of went through a vocabulary list, and that was not fun to me, but when you're in a class and you're using your hands and you're communicating that way, that was really fun, and I thought the teacher taught it in a great way. She was a white woman. I don't know if that influenced it at all. I think it was her personality and the way she chose to teach it. But then I had a lot of male teachers for English and history and math, and I really liked them as well. So I don't really see it as a gender divide. Unfortunately, a lot of my teachers were white. I didn't have a lot of teachers who weren't white, so I can't really speak on that.
Even in college, you didn't? Because college professors are usually a much more diverse group.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Depends on where you are.
Maybe I just didn't really love any of my college classes that much, because none of them are really coming to mind. My favorite teachers were still high school ones.
I'm thinking about, as you said that, my favorite... I had three or four profs in college that I really liked and were friends with when I was there, and one of them I wasn't able to keep up with because he was killed. He was an Iraqi named Muhyiddin Hatour, and he taught political science. I took every course that he offered. He was a Muslim guy, came to this country, went to Northwestern, got a doctorate there, ended up at Heidelberg in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, married to a Southern Baptist. It was the most interesting guy. It was just amazing. And he went back to fight against Saddam Hussein and was killed. But he was his family. He came from the era before Hussein, the era of kings and queens and princes. And he was the son of a prince. And that's how he was able to get out of Iraq and go to Northwestern to get an education. And he just stayed here. And then his country became such a mess, he went back to try to work under, if you will, under the guise of some other, you know, he went back to teach, so he said, but he didn't really go back to teach. He went back to try to disrupt what Saddam was doing, and he was not successful. But that's a name and a face and an experience. I never met a Muslim before in my life, for God's sakes. I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts. There wasn't a Muslim within 100 miles of here when I was a kid growing up. Plenty of them around now, but then, no. And I didn't even pay any attention because I've never been much. The school that I went to was supposedly based on Christian tradition. And was affiliated with the United Church of Christ. And yet, here's this Muslim guy who shows up, people find fat. The girls loved him. And he had no idea that was what, he had no sense of anything except his job and his country. He paid no attention to his wife, had a couple of kids that were running around all over the place. But he understood, because he grew up in a family of 40. He had 40 siblings because his father had 8 wives. And,
oh my God.
And so the learning of that stuff is fascinating, how that all happened. But I think there is something to, you know, the more exposure you have to different people and different thinking, the healthier your mind is going to be. That's the way I look at it.
So true.
Sameness,
yep.
Just breeds in it. It's like inbreeding. Yeah, you never, you're having a baby with your sister or something. It's that kind of crazy. It's not productive. It's not good.
It's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah. You know me, Jennifer. I'm nothing if I'm not interesting. 46 past the hour on the DJB show.
Did you know that diabetes can cause serious complications, including an increased risk of high cholesterol and heart disease? Hi, I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and Board Chair of Women in Government. If you have diabetes, it's important to know your numbers. Get tested for your glucose levels, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Take control of your health and be sure to talk to your doctor about lifestyle changes and other options to manage diabetes. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For those of you who are interested and you fly through LAX, you'll be happy to know that they have announced they're going to allow you to bring small amounts of marijuana with you through security in their carry-on bag. So that'll bring more folks into LAX, Jennifer. Pretty exciting,
yeah,
huh?
Pretty exciting.
Ah, very
Cinnabon
exciting.
Loves this story, too.
Then before the hour.
In
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Jack Stockwell continues to be a very important cog in the wheel here of information. And information here focusing on vegetables. Your mother says, eat your vegetables. So, how are we going to decide which vegetables are good for us? I always have loved one of the sponsors for the program is Texas Superfoods. And they have a complete organic line of vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. Would they be considered cruciferous? What's a cruciferous vegetable? What's the definition, Jack, of a cruciferous vegetable?
Well, there's a crunch. That's kind of one of the things that gives it away.
Crunch.
Brussels sprouts, broccoli.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That kind. That cauliflower. The crunchy type, red of the garden pepper variety, the red pepper even more so than the green pepper, because they contain a compound called sulforaphane. And Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine has done some extensive research with sulforaphane and its effect in, it has a strong anti-cancer compound, but it also when it neutralizes the carcinogens before they damage cells, it has a very protective effect on the eyes, especially the macula, the area of the retina, in the retina that actually is where light is focused. So when we get macular degeneration, that area of the retina begins to turn from a nice smooth highway surface into an old, you know, rough 1600 cobblestone type of street type of bumpy surface, which diffracts the light, refracts the light into different directions so that you can, I mean, you literally go blind at anything you're staring at. All you can see is the periphery, the outer edges. So I wanted to bring that up. I think sometimes we overdo the whole vegetable thing, but there are some vegetables. Well, this, I think we've talked about this on the show a couple times before. If you're out hunting an elk or a deer or buffalo or something, those things, when you spook them, can get up and run away from you. Plants can't run away from you. And it's interesting how plants have, they don't mind if you take the fruit. They don't mind if you take the seed. They just don't want you taking them.
So you're saying that...
And they produce chemicals inside of them to ward off people. Now, some of them are extremely poisonous. I mean, they got the point really early in the evolutionary development. But a lot of other things that have been grafted and changed by agronomists and whatever else, like tomatoes, for instance. I think we've mentioned this once before. Tomatoes and potatoes are part of the nightshade family.
Yep.
And potatoes and tomatoes actually have ingredients in them that cause inflammation inside of our bodies. And I've got some patients that when I can get them to, for a sustained period of time, stay away from some of these particular kinds of vegetables and watch what happens, the inflammatory in their response actually, many of them, begins to reduce.
Isn't it different with a different person? Bodies are all different and they react differently?
Well, certainly. Certainly. You know, whatever your genetic background is, and, you know, if you take somebody who, you know, a Polynesian, for instance, and start feeding them an Eskimo diet, or you take an Eskimo and start, you know, feeding them a Central African diet, you're going to have some serious problems because over the thousands of millennia, our bodies have been genetically adapting to the to whatever is in our latitude, to whatever is around us. Mm-hmm. We have certain types of digestive processes to handle the food that's in our backyard as opposed to the other side of the planet.
Right.
But the whole world now has become so homogenous that a lot of this is lost. A lot of it's been missed. And so, anyway, I talk about this because of Cruciferous Complete. I think I've told you about that before from Standard Process. It's a concentration of these particular things for the eyes.
As compared to, that's for your eyes, in general, I mentioned Texas Superfood before, which is a blend of organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. There are 55 of those, Jack, naturally grown, raw fruits, vegetables, the kind you're always talking about. So they're all put together. They are they're free of herbicides and pesticides and all that sort of thing. They don't have any animal products in them, no dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no wheat. They just have fruit that's organic. This is the stuff. This is awesome stuff. Check it out at the website texassuperfood.com/Doug.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.